Morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to begin my reflection with a poem on a blessing of a home from the poet, Irish poet John O'Donohue. This is a blessing for a new home. May this house shelter your life when you come in home here. May all the weight of the world fall from your shoulders. May your heart be tranquil here, blessed by peace the world cannot give. May this home be a lucky place, where the graces your life desires always find the pathway to your door. May nothing destructive ever cross your threshold. May this be a safe place, full of understanding and acceptance, where you can be as you are, without the need of any mask or pretense or image. May this home be a place of discovery, where the possibilities that sleep in the clay of your soul can emerge to deepen and refine your vision for all that is yet to come to birth. May it be a house of courage, where healing and growth are loved, where dignity and forgiveness prevail, a home where patience of spirit is prized, and the sight of the destination is never lost. Though the journey may be difficult and slow, may there be great delight around this hearth. May it be a house of welcome for the broken and diminished. May you have the eyes to see that no visitor arrives without a gift and no guest leaves without a blessing. We know that home is more than a physical structure. It's a sacred space that reflects our inner world. Home represents safety and comfort and roots. It is a place where we can recharge our energy, nurture our relationships, and find solace in times of need. Our homes hold our memories, dreams, and aspirations. And as a poet John Donohue says, where the possibilities that sleep in the clay of our souls emerge. At many mansions, we believe one's ability to thrive as a human starts at being able to have a safe and secure place to call home. We work towards a vision of vibrant, inclusive communities where everyone has access to affordable housing and the support they need to thrive. An inclusive community means that housing costs are manageable for all levels of income. Today in the Conejo Valley, you may know that a two-bedroom apartment costs about $2,800 a month to rent, now closer to $3,000, actually. For this to be affordable means one's income must be at about $110,000 a year, or making $48 an hour. For those making minimum wage, they would have to spend nearly 95% of their gross income on rent. For those making minimum wage, housing sure must look like a privilege and not a right. So how do we make housing affordable, which is defined as spending 30% or less of your income on housing, available to all? The answer at many mansions, the solution we have found, is quite simply to build. There is simply not enough affordable rental units. So many mansions build dignified apartment communities, and then we operate them, meaning that many mansions is the landlord for our residents who pay just 30% of their income, whatever that income is, on housing. And we provide on-site services and programs that help residents become economically and socially resilient, programs that help prevent families and individuals from slipping back into homelessness. As you heard at the beginning today, Many Mansions serves 1,900 residents, including 450 children, across 21 affordable housing communities, primarily here in Ventura County. Our residents and our individuals and family who have experienced homelessness, their low and extremely low income, their veterans, their seniors, their individuals with disabilities. Let me pause here for a moment and take a listen to the experience of some of our residents who have found a home in Many Mansions.
We were homeless for a while. We lived in our car. We stayed at a shelter in Oxnard.
They kept trying to pair us up with different apartments. We got denied, from two or three. It was devastating every time we get denied. Like, we got our hopes, you know?
And then we had the opportunity to move into Many Mansions.
I felt like it wasn't... Finally, it was time to go home.
Before Many Mansions, I was in the streets. They helped me with everything, so they guided me towards like how to pay my electricity bill, my water bill, how to maintain an apartment. They helped me out from 18 to 25, and it's something I'm grateful and happy about.
Me and my mom moved here in about 2013. The support that Many Mansions offers is super important, not only for adults, but for kids. To have that stability through childhood is really important, and to have someone who can help them and lift them up and support them through their childhood years, not only just housing, but emotional well-being. They helped me so much, giving me somewhere where I feel like I can belong. Once I turned a teenager, I started doing counseling here and become a counselor. I love this program, honestly. It excites me to come every summer and be here because I feel so included with the kids.
Many Mansions saved my life. I am totally thankful that I never take it for granted. I just count my lucky stars. The staff are so nice. I have coffee in the morning with the case managers, and it's home.
I was in a domestic violence situation and I wanted to get away. That's when like my life kind of did a 180. My children attend the Many Mansions Youth Club. That's like their second family, like they just love it. It gives them hope and opportunities that we wouldn't get.
I'm lucky that I have what I have. I wish everyone had that opportunity.
We feel a lot safer and more stable. We've been able to take care of our different health issues. Every day I feel grateful to be there. We really appreciate everything, and I mean, it means everything to us.
I can't imagine where we would be if we didn't get in here.
Looking back, they gave me all the support I needed. They helped me become the best mother that I couldn't even imagine. Now I'm able to pursue and further my education in psychology to work with teens, single moms, or anybody that come from the rough background that I came from, and show that they can do it.
I like to give back, and I like to share with people as many mansions as shared for me. I'm not just a resident. I have a purpose. I lead a card-making workshop. I also volunteer. Larry has an open mic, and I emcee it.
Mini mansions to me means feeling heard in a community that isn't always reached out to. It's truly a program that everybody should know and be a part of.
I would want to say thank you to Mini Mansions. Thank you for everything you've done for me and my children. It's very rewarding and a blessing to have them in our life.
Feeling heard, feeling seen, feeling grateful, feeling a sense of belonging. These are the gifts of an inclusive community. These are the gifts beyond measure. Housing must be considered a right and not a privilege, precisely because it is so connected to human dignity. We know it's not about having a roof over one's head, but it's being able to provide a stable base from which to focus on education, health, raise a family, pursue a vocation. It is a stable base from which one can pursue their promise and possibility. Having secure, dignified housing enables people to exercise other fundamental rights. Rights they have, whether it's a right to privacy, a right to free speech, a right to vote, right to pursue happiness. Human dignity and housing go hand in hand. The second reason housing must be considered a right is that if we take the social contract seriously, that the government exists essentially to ensure that basic needs of its citizens are met in exchange for that governance, the social contract implies that it is the government's duty to protect and ensure access to essential needs, which includes housing. And that responsibility goes beyond shelters. It speaks to the ability to maintain access to affordable housing. And if you want to see what the right to housing looks like, we can look back in our own history. This is not a foreign concept. In his 1944 State of the Union address, President Franklin D. Roosevelt advocated for housing as a fundamental right. Framed as a second Bill of Rights, he argued that true freedom required not just political rights, but also economic security, including the right to adequate medical care, a good job, education, and decent housing. His vision was part of this broader push for economic and social reforms during and after the Great Depression and World War II. And while the second Bill of Rights was never formally adopted into law, it heavily influenced later policies such as public housing programs, fair housing laws, and initiatives like FDR's New Deal and Lyndon B. Johnson's Great Society. Housing as a right, not a privilege, builds inclusive communities. Housing simply as privilege leads to social exclusion. And homelessness is one of the most visible signs of social exclusion. Estranged, isolated, criminalized. There are many issues that contribute to the homelessness issue, but at the top of the list is the high cost of housing. Homeless individuals struggle to access stable employment due to a lack of a permanent address, transportation, and proper documentation. Without a fixed address, it can be difficult to register to vote, meaning homeless people have little say in the policies that affect their lives. Homeless individuals are often criminalized for sleeping in public spaces, loitering, or begging, pushing them farther into the margins of society. For many of us who have walked by an unhoused person or averted our eyes, while waiting for the light to turn from red to green. We often may be filled with a mix of emotions, guilt, awkwardness. We may feel empathy, but also an urge to create distance. By averting our gaze, we make an unspoken decision to disengage, to disconnect, often leaving us feeling diminished, diminished as humans. But there is actually something very right about this feeling of diminishment. Archbishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa preached a theology of Ubuntu. Ubuntu is this philosophy, this ideal of interconnectedness, communal harmony, shared humanity, and the intrinsic worth of every person. The term Ubuntu is translated as a person is a person through other people, highlighting the idea that my humanity is inextricably linked to your humanity. In the children's story today, or the story for all ages, the highlight was not that the unhoused man returned Fluffy the dog to its owner. The best part was that the mom brought coffee to the one whom she had previously avoided. She had previously averted her eyes and walked by him. As she knelt down to meet him where he was at, with a direct gaze into the face of the other, she offered a cup of coffee. And the humanity of both was elevated. This was an Ubuntu moment of engagement, sharing, and vulnerability. Spirit of love and unity, you have created us to live in harmony, to see your image in one another, and to walk together in compassion and justice. Teach us the way of Ubuntu, that we embrace the truth that I am because we are. Open our hearts to the needs of our neighbors, that no one may be forgotten, excluded, or left behind. Where there is division, let us bring reconciliation. Where there is suffering, let us bring healing. Where there is loneliness, let us bring community. May we live as one body, bound by love, so that your reign of peace and dignity may be known on earth as it is in heaven. And the people said, Amen.